All right, it's Tuesday. It's the rundown. It's December. I don't know. It must be like 19, 20, something like 20th. 19th. 20th. 18th. All right, close enough. It's presented by Reebok. Still time to get a sick pair. excuse me. Sick pair of kicks. Is that what that says? Kicks?
Yep.
That's code for sneakers. Or a new favorite outfit for everyone on your holiday shopping list. Head over to Reebok.com. 25% off with the code Barstool. I think that's the biggest discount we've had.
That's huge.
25%.
Yeah, they changed it. You used to do 25 bucks off your next order. Now they're just going straight 25% off.
Big deal. 25% off with the code Barstool. Exclusions do apply. Check the website. Still can get your gifts. Reebok.com. 25% off. That's a good deal. The sneakers are sick. 25% off. All right.
Sick. They're dope.
Sick kicks.
I yawned during that ad. I'm sorry. Apologies.
There was, what is that old music? Fresh New Kicks?
Pumped Up Kicks?
No, Fresh New Kicks. I think it was a Pumped Up Kick. Oh, that's a song. All those kids with the pumped up kicks. Fresh New Tracks.
Baby Got Back?
No, you're thinking of like the music website.
Yeah.
Fresh New Tracks.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Mm-hmm.
This was an electric clip. I laughed out loud watching it. It is a netball buzzer beater.
She'll have it again! Helen Housby to take the gold medal!
They've done it!
England have done it! England have done it! They have broken history!
Don't totally get the rules here.
I would love to know the rules. Like, why does that girl get the second layup?
Do you have the rules, Marty?
What is that?
Where's Tommy?
The celebration of when she hit this shot. I mean, you would have thought it was a half-court shot at the buzzer.
And the fact that she had just missed point blank. Like, why did she get that second?
All right, Hubs. There we go, Hubs.
Of course, I was looking at 2 in the morning at all the rules. It's ridiculous. So you can't guard. You can't defend.
So someone guarded, and that was a penalty.
You ever play, like, ultimate frisbee? You know what that is?
Yeah, you got to give, like, the hover.
There's no dribbling at all. You just pass, and you can only – there's only 2 people per team that can shoot the ball off the 7, and they just stay inside, like – basically the hoop.
How much does that suck for the other 5?
And then
they just sit there to pass and not
ball and not being able to shoot.
Certain people can't even go into the scoring like area.
So is there a penalty or something?
You just like turn it over.
Wait, so this was like a
shot and missed.
So she got, the guy said obstruction, which was a foul.
Defense.
And she just, it looked like she just got there.
And the free shot
but the
is
free
like,
shot, it sounds like it's always a free shot if you get to play defense.
But how? What's the, like,
closer?
Yeah, but there's no backboard.
Yeah, listen, it's not.
It won sports moment of the year.
The
BBC gave it the sports moment of the year over Tiger Woods winning the first time and like the England soccer penalty kick. This won sports moment of the year.
Do you think you could shoot on that
100%.
Hoop like jumpers without a backboard?
Be wet all day.
How? It's not that high.
I don't know.
I'd be all day wet.
I would love to watch a full game of this.
We should.
I watched the full game.
Do men
play
it?
Do men play
it? Loud Sean, can we play a game of this?
So it's both men and women. I think there's like certain leagues where it's just mixed.
We need to get this.
Big advantage is being tall.
Brett,
they're all ginormous. There's like no short people.
We need Ops Manager Brett to get us a game of this, and we play it. We got to strike while the iron's hot. We got to play in the next 2 days.
It's basically like a pool hoop, but on the water.
Yeah,
like it's the same way.
Do you know what reminded me of? Throw this clip in there. The remember the? Actually, no, forget it.
Nice.
It was well.
I like when you pull ripcord on it.
It was a clip we laughed at a while ago. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, you mean
Steve Carell won't have the
offer. I don't know. It was okay. I'll just say it was.
What is Hank? He looks like Robin Hood over there.
No, he looks like.
What are you doing?
Darth Maul.
Yeah, we started.
Oh, these are on sale.
You know it's not good when someone doesn't know if the show is being recorded or not.
Yeah.
I mean, he was over there. He looked like a bad version of Robin Hood. I do want to see that new Robin Hood with Jamie Foxx.
I was gonna say the handball. In the what's the
that's a Paralympics.
Remember the blind handball?
Yeah, with the beeping.
That was awesome. That was electric. That was what reminded me of this. Like, I don't understand what's going on, but it's you can't take your eyes off it.
Yeah, well, that's
not a joke against.
Not a joke.
Now it's problematic.
Yeah,
it
that
wasn't
was,
until you
I
said
walked
that.
Into that one.
Can't take your eyes off the blindos.
State and Liberty rundown. Use the code RUNDOWN at stateandliberty.com. You get 10% off your first order. This is the company that made my famous Pizza Review jacket.
Very famous. Infamous.
Infamous. Is it? Infamous.
That's not good.
They just launched 4 new coats better than that one. State and Liberty is also known for making the most fitting, most comfortable dress shirts with the athletic build. This is true. This is what we say in everything. You better be athletic to wear this stuff. If you are, it looks great.
If you're not, wear the Velour jumpsuit on sale.
Never needs to be clean, pays for itself over time. You get 10% off with the promo code RUNDOWN at stateandliberty.com. Michigan, guys. Drew Gudelick, I think I pronounce it, former NBA guy. Was he an NBA guy?
For a minute.
But he's in China, signed like a $1.5 million contract in China. He's hurt. He's out for the year. Wants to go back to the United States to get surgery. China won't let him. Now, I don't know what that means, they won't let him, but they're basically saying if you leave, you quit.
Yep. So he can't get paid. He's not going to get his 1.5 if you leave.
Yeah. So I have zero sympathy for this guy.
Buyer, you go to China, it's buyer beware. This is what. That's why you don't go to China, because if you get hurt, you need American doctors.
Yeah. Right.
So they're not going to let you back.
Like when J.R. Smith played during the lockout or Jimmer Fredette's over there now, buyer beware. Listen, you get stuck, you get stuck.
They throw you in jail forever and just stab you with pencils.
If you offered me $1.5 million to go to China right now, I'd say no. To go live in China?
I need an escape plan.
Where's Donnie? We need to get Donnie on the case here.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. No, and what are the chances, do you think, speaking of Donnie, what do you think the chances are the president gets involved in this? I feel like this is a mate.
All right. Tommy, guys, I asked really Donnie trying for to get coffee, coffee, and he's done like, he did, I guess, what's bigger than 360?
720?
Yeah, like just loop-de-loops. Tommy, I can just drink it after.
I was going to say, we'll be done about 4 minutes.
Drink it after? I could have just poured into the mug.
Is it clean? I'll drink it after.
Would you drink out of that mug?
No.
That's enough.
I don't like drinking out of mugs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll drink it after.
What does that mean? You don't like drinking out of mugs?
You have a germaphobe.
Even a clean mug isn't really clean.
That's like, is a clean shirt clean because people are touching it when it comes
out
of the bed?
What?
What?
I mean, if it comes out of the dishwasher, it's clean.
Yeah, what kind of world is that to live in?
So what, does he always have new mugs?
So you just question everything?
Tommy, like,
everything's dirty?
Tommy.
So we're all on the same page here. This guy's nobody.
Yeah.
You go to China, you deal with the consequences. Johnny Depp shoveling, Feilberg blogged this. I watched it a lot, and it's like he basically, I guess, is throwing the dirt on himself, basically.
Straight over.
But you know what? He walked out of that being like, I just did the best shoveling scene like,
yes.
ever. Like,
yes.
That face is like killed that scene.
This also is one of those moments where, like, you know when you're getting old? I watched that, and instead of being like, wow, he really doesn't know how to shovel, I was like, he better bend his knees because he's going to hurt his back. Like, I hurt my back watching him do that.
Yeah, I traditionally.
What is that scene? What is that from?
It's like a commercial. Cologne ad?
Yeah. It's like a slow day, by the way, topic-wise. So it's
but like, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's
great,
very
great catch
the
by fights.
The still shot where
of
it's
the dirt
just
yeah, falling straight down. Yeah. So this is a kind of weird one. Jack Dorsey, the Twitter guy.
Kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah, he. So
I think it's pretty normal.
He cut his beard and sent it to Azealia Banks, who I always get confused with the model. I don't know if there's a model with the same name.
You're thinking of Tyra Banks.
No.
Irina.
Salida Banks. Anyways,
anybody?
He sent it to the rapper Azealia
Banks. We have Marty, by the way, producing today. It's a little bit tougher to ask for help when Marty's
producing.
Yeah,
I don't
the
even,
producer.
I pretend like, you know,
this has been a rundown where we just keep so asking dumb. For answers and we don't get anything. It's because Marty's behind the camera.
So the story again, John Dorsey, Twitter guy, sent Azealia Banks beard clippings so she could make some sort of like contraption that would ward off ISIS.
Yeah. No. If you get challenged by ISIS.
So ISIS challenged specifically him?
ISIS, I think, called out Twitter. And Jack is part of Twitter.
ISIS is not, like, part of the black arts. They're just terrorists.
I got called out by Anonymous. I almost pissed myself.
Yeah.
That shit is.
I almost pissed myself because
you
got
me
called
out by name.
Right.
Yeah, that was scary.
I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, you don't want any of that.
See ya.
If you're talking ghosts, ghouls, goblins, then you need black magic with voodoo. ISIS is not like fake. They just fucking. You need to.
No,
just kill
you
them.
Can still. No, you can still put a shield. You can still get a shield.
But I don't know.
You can still
I mean,
get
I guess
shield.
You can have. You
if
know,
you're
a
in like
shield
a
for anybody,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't
maybe.
Think that specifically applies to ISIS.
No, if you trim your beard and then someone makes like a witch's brew of it, that's you'll be okay.
I have no reason not to believe that.
I mean, is Jack Dorsey dead, Kevin?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I'm
so
still
my
here
rest
too.
My case.
I'm yeah, still here
Dave's
too.
Still here.
Yeah,
Dave has to deal with the devil.
Dave has to deal with the devil. Well, Tommy's back.
I hate bringing this up.
Don't ever do
sometimes
that again.
People are like, oh, you're tough on Riggs. Riggs put, I'd argue, the worst must watch I'd ever seen.
That's why this is on there?
Yeah.
It's not.
It's Jordan dancing
video.
A cigar.
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
the thing about it, I mean, you never see MJF.
That's must watch.
Ever.
Kinda, like, when I saw that, I was like, holy shit. I actually I retweeted it. And then I was like, I might have just got because it might be fake because MJ does not do this.
It's not the video. It's like Kevin said. It's like
the occasion.
It's like seeing like Bigfoot or Yeti monster or whatever, or Loch Ness monster.
I mean, when was the last time you saw MJ anywhere other than sitting on the bench?
He doesn't do interviews. He doesn't. Remember when he did the Rogers Brady thing? That was like, what the fuck? Where's, like, MJ's doing something like that?
The video itself is not entertaining.
Was
but
the Ryder's Cup, he sat in Chicago, he sat on, like, the tee
box. But he didn't sit.
The fact that he's, like, dancing on chicks and smoking a stogie.
I didn't see him dance on chicks, though. He's just dancing by himself.
No, but he's done the perfect job of, like, being a star, and you give so little that everything you do becomes this, like, whoa.
It's, I don't know, we need, like, another term. Because it's, like, a must-watch needs to be, like, every single person who watches that video is going to be, like, oh shit, and that's not the case. But people who like basketball or know MJ do need to see that because it's just so rare.
Like, whoa, it's
MJ. So it's like a rare watch.
So.
Rare watch. Rare watch.
Riggs, are you giving?
Rare watch.
Am I on Riggs' side or your side?
A rare watch.
I just didn't think it was must watch.
A rare watch.
Rare watch.
Rare sighting.
Rare sighting.
There you go. New category of blog. So Riggs made that happen for us.
I like that a lot.
Anything post show? Like I said, I thought it was kind of a slow day.
I mean, Kevin's in a controversy with Trent.
What? Yeah, I don't know nothing about it. Do you want to explain it?
Trent has the ball and cup game. Everybody gets one
people
flip.
People are fired up about that now, right?
The league is growing. I was suspended for 2 fucking days for horseshit reasons.
The rules: you get 1 shot a day.
Right.
No extra shots.
I had
if
the longest.
If it goes in, you go again.
No,
1 a day, but. Your streak matters. So
day streak. So if you do it 5 days in a row, you get 5.
Which was the longest ever.
Never been done in the Ball and Cup League. It would be quite a moment. He's got 4 in a row right now. He's the villain of this league.
Soak it up, Kevin.
For a few more seconds, buddy.
He's swinging it up. He got it! Folks, he got it!
Kevin,
we have just witnessed history in this radio room.
5 in a row!
I'd like to dedicate that flip right there to Ben Friedman, Young Patriots.
Wow. You're an asterisk, that's all you are.
The greatest
fleet asterisk of all time.
Damn.
And I hope you sleep well at night with that giant asterisk.
Damn.
Congratulations,
there ever
Kevin.
Will be.
Damn.
Sir.
I was going for 6.
So far,
the cameras were on me.
Yep, so far I'm on this.
I missed it, and in like frustration, I was like, fuck, and I just like spun around. I didn't try to put it in again, and I never was gonna break the equipment, and I was suspended for 2 days for like conduct detrimental.
Kevin's
to
a repeat
equipment.
Offender, by the way. He left that part out.
I was suspended earlier in the fledgling days.
He's like Devontae's perfect.
No, the bar early on club. In the BICL, when the one shot per day rule was kind of contested, I made a video fucking with Trent.
Oh.
I was suspended for 2 weeks for that.
Well,
I learned my lesson and I've been an upstanding member. It's very much like Deflategate.
Well, it sounds a little bit, it's like Amari Stoudemire when he left the bench, I think. It's like if the rule is in place, you can't start interpreting it.
That's the perfect analogy.
There was no rule in place. There was no precedent for this.
No.
But it sounds like there is a rule.
That's the perfect analogy. You might not
that's
have been
right.
trying.
That's right.
Did you hear that
the
analogy?
Whole time,
there,
this used to have glass
analogy,
on it, by the
Trent?
Way. This used to have glass on it, but it
Trent,
was broken.
Did you hear that analogy?
There has never been any precedent rule about
we
being
hard here,
dangerous.
We have always...
Trent, did you hear that analogy? Because actually was the perfect analogy that Dave just came up with.
I just broke.
The going off the bench rule in the NBA. You might not be trying to fight,
right?
But if you take a step,
they take it out
the bench.
Yeah,
and we've always said like, be careful because the ball and cup. If you look at it, it's got like a crack in it, so you can't be messing around with it.
If you see the tape, to call this messing around is ridiculous.
But it is. Did you? It's the NBA. Did you leave the bench? It's like an automatic suspension.
Did the ball go back around?
That rule at one point wasn't that, though. It was established. You're establishing this on me right now.
Because we have never suspended anybody because nobody's ever acted like that before.
Whoa. There's no precedent for me.
So it's the Kevin Clancy rule.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is the second time the Kevin Clancy rules me, by the way.
He sent me a video.
You are Vontaze Burfict.
I mean, he was playing with the ball and coming
out. Right.
At this point, I will be starting my own league.
But he brings up a good point. He says you sent him a video that said, fuck you.
And I was suspended for 2 fucking
but
weeks
now,
my entire
now,
team.
Now you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
I understand.
He's
that's
a problem.
So at this point,
you should give him a like Pete Rosen. Pete Rosen, Trent.
No, I'm gone. I'm out.
Yeah, see, you got to Pete Rosen before you can do that.
He's out of league. He got kicked out of the league.
You can't give me out because I left. I have offered Trent the ability to keep his commissioner's job in my league.
Now we have an office situation with competing office parties.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dean tries to see where the card, where the cards.
And they're trying to rope me in. Dave, they're trying to rope me in. Kevin and Trent are trying to see which league I'll bet on.
I mean,
putting lines on.
Okay,
office manager.
Let me tell you the teams right now. It's Kenjack and YP versus everything.
Everyone against you and Trent.
It's not. It's going to be.
I would tend to think everyone's against Kevin.
My league is going to.
And by the way, office manager Brett is not like he's not going to move mountains.
The only person that even stood up for KFC when he did all these infractions was his brother, Sirius Steve, and Brett. They're the only three people that stood up for you.
My entire show, my other podcast, and anybody who wants money,
my guy?
Anybody
yeah,
who wants,
15-year-old
Steve. Look at Liz's face when I mentioned money.
That's a big time team.
The entire internet is on my side. Literally the entire. Don't be on the wrong side of history, dude.
Team Portnoy.
Entire internet.
Team Portnoy's on.
He did this without
KFC is trending.
He did it without consulting
you. Free KFC is trending on Twitter.
Wow.
I mean,
you do not want
to be on your side. I make
history. I tell you one guy who won't be on your side if I go to the other side is 15-year-old Steve.
Wow.
I think 15-year-old Steve has proven to be very level-headed and very smart.
You think if I go on the other side, 15?
No, I'm saying I think you should take his opinion into consideration. Because he has always
been
very level-headed.
You should take a 15-year-old kid's opinion into consideration.
Well,
he's actually 16.
See, this is the thing. This is what Ken Jack does. I also would like you to know that we have merch in the works, and that we'll be making money in my league for the company. We will have uniforms in the works. There will be gambling in my league.
Yeah.
And there will be what we call a Friday flip for anywhere between.
Your league's all about you, Kevin.
Bucks.
When you get suspended,
it's
you break stuff
called,
and you act like a child.
It's literally called the People's Ball and Cup League.
Ooh,
it's
I
for
like
the
that.
People.
The
PBIC.
The PP League?
The PBICL will be in the works as soon as we get a ball and cup. And I promise you, and that's why I still extend the offer to Trent. I will grant him amnesty. He can come be the commissioner in my league.
Is this like
league.
A serious thing?
I think it is.
That's what I'm trying to decide.
No, I think it is.
You tell me.
Is this like
I think
a
it
serious,
is.
You tell me.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's like serious like feelings involved.
YP is life and death. Ken Jack's a weasel.
And Trent's a man of, he doesn't fuck around.
Trent looks upset.
Actually, can I tell you what really happened? I was suspended for 2 games, and I appealed. And I told him, I said, I'm going to appeal, you knock this down to 1. And he upheld the full suspension. That's crazy.
Tough commissioner.
Even Jared was like, he was like, this is crazy. This commissioner, it's Goodell. I mean, he's running.
What'd you do?
He's running amok.
And what'd you do after?
I did what Tom Brady should have done. I shattered it. I should have done. I am Tom Brady in the situation. This is Deflategate.
I mean, that's sad. I don't know if that's a fair analogy.
It is. It's a commissioner running amok, mad with power.
But you said he said you text him like fuck you or something with like a video of you playing with it.
Listen, I was suspended, and that was that.
I mean,
it's in the past.
I don't think Brady was always spoke glowingly to Goodell. Unfortunately,
you want to ride with Goodell. You're all right, Ken Jack and YP.
I haven't made any. This is all brand new to me, so I haven't made any decisions. And I'm surprised Steve thought he could make a decision without me.
Oh, Team Portnoy's already spoken.
Yeah, very surprised.
Yeah.
All right, that's that.